Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Media Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in the mighty way, the best of friends we are. That's happening throughout up to the hour 8. Third Live, the name of the show, and of course, hanging out with Pastor Makam is on the line. Muruti, greetings to you. Sawubona. Good job, God, Lapu. The main mission, the greatest missionary of all times, Yahushua HaMashiach. No one like him. Mission accomplished. Yeah. No sponsorships, nothing. He just went on and did the job.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we are, yeah. And we appreciate his grace. We appreciate his grace above all else. Yes. He's taking care of us like never before. Yes, he's taking care of us.
Pastor Green. Bingerella, Kubanda, Ella Chengwangeka, Zonke, El Mamele, South Africa, all over the world. About the leading, and this is Kati, I know the 16 demand, Bob the leader,
Absolutely. And of course, thank you so much to Johan Els. He's back with you tomorrow, and we trust you'll have a good time, man, with Johan in the morning there. It's always a joyride for us, and we appreciate the goodwill of the Father. I'll never stop saying this, man. We appreciate the goodwill of the Father upon his life and the manner in which he is doing this without discrimination. You know, quite remarkable. And quite noticeable amongst the rest, you know, of the broadcasters in the country. He stands out. Thank you so much, Johan, for standing out.
Yeah.
Now, we are touching an issue tonight that will, you know, fluff out some feathers. Because the notion of being a minister in the church, in the body of Christ, the works of the body of Christ, has been accorded with quite a lot of prestige and quite a lot of celebrity. Remember, it is now a privileged position status of celebration, of celebrity. That you find the notion of ministers and the aspect of their mission becomes something that is easily overlooked. And this in itself the biggest of challenges, that ministers basically now have confined themselves to working for their own clans of ministries. And you'll hear someone says, "Mean I'm a Baptist," without actually saying they are the child of the Father. And they would say, "But you know that is obvious." But the very fact that they call themselves with a particular denomination, someone says, "I am Anglican," someone would say, "I am Dutch," someone would say, "I am all that," and all kinds of denominational clannings and names. And I'm talking about ministers. And so when they minister from the perspective of those clannings, of those subdivisions, of those denominations. But their mission in the word differs slightly or even more from what their theological convictions are all about. Political convictions, ethical convictions are all about. And this is what we are coming to tonight, to look into and say, but if the church is a body of ministers, because we are the royal priesthood that makes us ministers, all of us. What is our mission? Do we talk that much about our mission, or have we gone on to let this slide through the memory lane? And the word is saying quite a lot with regards to this. And missions would mean responsibilities. It would mean duties. Missions will also would mean their jobs. Missions would also implies their call. Missions would also imply their support. Did I say responsibilities? Yes, yes, I think I said. But missions is also to always hold Christ as the theme of everything that they do or say. Christ is the central theme, not the underlying theme, the central theme of everything they say or do. And I wonder if we basically are on par with that, or to an extent, we had become those kinds of people who look down to that. What is the mission of ministers? Ezekiel chapter 33 verse 6 says, "But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet, and the people are not warned, and the sword comes and takes away any person from among the children, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at the watchman's hand," the ministers. We said their mission is also to be watchmen. And they're supposed to warn about the incomings, whether they be good or bad. They're supposed to warn. Now, I wonder if that is the case these days. Ekvoner. I wonder, Kaiputisa, if this is still the mission of the ministers. Let me read another one. Ezekiel 34, verses 10. Thus says the Elohim, Yahuwah, "Behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand. I will cause them to cease feeding the sheep, and the shepherds shall feed themselves no more. For I will deliver my flock from their mouths, that they may no longer be food for them." The mission is to feed the flock, and not that they feed themselves with the flock. That's the mission, to feed the flock, not that they become rich, big celebrities, multimillionaires. The Father was just impressing upon me that you can just have enough, man. Just have enough. What's the point of being a pastor who is a billionaire? How about buying houses? If you're a billionaire, you can buy as many houses as you can and put people in and put electricity and food in. You can build many companies and factories. You can build many resources. You can take people to school. You can just have enough. David prays and says, "Father, do not make me poor, but let me have enough."
Yeah.
It's amazing. It says, "Let me not have this much so that I may forget who you are." But it's amazing with us that we have ministers whose mission is to feed on the flock. They buy planes and they say, "Now I need a new plane." Do you know how much is a jet? Do you know how much is a jet? And you look in that very city, there are people who are living under the bridges. And a guy wants a new jet. A new limousine, a new Maybach. Do you know a Maybach? Makam, konimote bati Maybach. Yeah, you know them. And it's amazing that we find much of the times many basically no longer feeding the flock. The true word, the true pastures of the bread of life, or the bread of life itself. Okay. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. To the one we are the aroma of death leading to death, and to the other the aroma of life leading to life. And who is sufficient for these things? You know, we need to be sufficient. And if we do our job, we will be like this. There will be those who will hate us. There will be those who will love us. To others will be an aroma of death. To others will be an aroma of life. We should be able to speak life, and to speak life in truth and in love.
Mm.
But we can't be compromising the truth. Many ministers today are aligning themselves with those in political powers. And they have gone on to actually say they are speaking for the Father to those in the political realms, whereas basically they are speaking for movements and NGOs and NPOs. It's sad. Hebrews 13:17, obeys those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch over your souls as those who must give account. Let them do this with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. So if we say we are missions ministers, we are those who must give account, since we watch over the souls of the people. People are watching over the pockets of their ministries. Man, they've built dynasties. They've built companies out of churches. And they tell you, they speak something like this, Makamu. They say, if you go out that door, God will open 10 other doors and bring 10 other people or 100 other people.
I went over hand.
Yeah. Do you know the parable of one lost sheep? They say, this one, you can go. I still have 99. You can go. They speak like that. And it is sad that we see such kinds of culminations. We're talking about that. We trust the Father will do you good. Bless you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. Thursday Live, the name of the show. We are talking about the missions of ministers today.
Tapelo ya motho yo lukileng ena le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntlhagamelwane ya yona.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Radiopulpit.co.za. We trust the Father is doing you well. Talking to Pastor Makamu on the line, and also Pastor Green. We have recorded the inserts already with Pastor Green. And our theme is the mission of ministers. The mission of ministers. What it is even all about. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. What are some of the missions of ministers that you think are there and which we are not looking at? What are the duties of ministers today in the body of Christ? Are we seeing them as according to Scripture, or have they gone slightly off the rail? If so, why? We need to hear from you. You can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Otherwise, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. That's 012-334-1322. Let's hear as to what you make of this.
Enjoy a cup of coffee and catch up on your favorite program. Download our podcasts on radiopulpit.co.za. When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
All right, and I'm talking to Pastor Makamu. Let me bring this to you, Pastor Makamu. Do we see ministers in the church who are doing things the way the Father says must be done? Or have ministers lost the mission? Makamu?
Mfundiswa. Yeah. Kala, mfundisi, ngibonge topic entsha kangaka.
Hallelujah. Glory to the Father.
Ukuthina uNkulunkulu aqhubeka ayenze umsebenzi wakhe. True abantu bakhe. Ngoba uNkulunkulu unemission anayo.
Yes.
Not only in South Africa but all over the world.
Absolutely.
So uma kunama topic afana nalawa la. Ayasikhuza lapho kongathi siphuma kancane ngaphandle. Kongathi siyashelela. Sihamba ku left la offline. Then ke asibuyise.
Yeah.
Ezolo ngavakashela umunye umfana lapha emsebenzini.
Yeah.
Okay. Afuna kwazi ukuthi na yini kumele ngiqaphela ngoba esontweni baqale kushumayela.
Hey.
Yeah, na ngamthipa ngahlala naye phansi about 2 hours. Number one, ube umuntu ukhulekayo. Number one, have a friendship with umnikazi womsebenzi. Ngoba umsebenzi akusiwona walaba abakuthumile abafundisi. Umsebenzi wababa. Number two, uma uqeda kuba ne-friendship naye. Ask him before bakucela ukuthi hambe ushumayele. Uma bakucela, ask him ukuthi baba, njengoba ngiyoma phambi kwabantu, ufuna ngithini phambi kwalabantu. Number four, don't try ukuthi uzi-richer ngabantu. Ngoba labantu laba la kusiwona ama-ATM. Labantu laba la uNkulunkulu ababeke ukuthi ubaluse. Uma ufundisa izwi, uNkulunkulu akawadli amandla womuntu. uNkulunkulu unendlela umuntu amphakela ngayo leyi wena ngeke uyi-expecte, yaziwa wuye. Ngize ngimtshela ukuthi mina ngiyi-typical example yesandla sikaNkulunkulu. Uma ngibona ndidrive anze ngimbonisa nenye imoto naye enye le yinabo-6 months ngiyithengisa. Understand? uNkulunkulu unendlela yokwenza izinto zenzeke. So ngimthipha. Why kumele ngimthipha mfundisi? Yokuthi eMzantsi Afrika, not only in South Africa, all over the world, kwaba yifashion yokuthi na umuntu afunda izwi then ke akabizwanga, ubone ukuthi na lo ushumayela kahle uyanikelelwa, then kathi nami I can do it. Okay, ividiyo ezolo lokubalisendele ividiyo, uma ngiyibukele le ividiyo umfundisi abeka alwathu kabantu baloyibana bayilapisa, wayekhuluma isuthu abiza i-congregation ukuthi baloyi laba bayangilambisa mina, kathi mina ngiyabahila, ngiyabathandazela, ngibayenza lokhu nalokhu. Ubabona bagcwelele esuthweni zela kuzobenefita ngami mina ngingalali thandaeaa life. Who are you to heal people? Into yayenza ukuthi uMoses angangeni ezweni lesithembiso. UMoses wakhuluma izwi atshela abantu athi mina kunini nginifida. Uyini uMoses ukuthi asida abantu? Kungako uJehova uthi laphaya kuDeuteronomy chapter 34 athi Moses, because awungiglorifyanga phambi kwabantu, uthathe iglory yami wayenze yaba yakho ukuthi wena uwofida abantu. Kunini nginifida? Who are you? We have to remember uChrist. UChrist uNkulunkulu. Ngangifundisa ngoChrist ukuthi who is Christ? God divided himself abe ubaba,
abe indodana abe hi Holy Spirit yena abe unkulunkulu abe hiko konke. You cannot divide Jesus to Jesus akusho unkulunkulu. You cannot divide the Holy Spirit is not God. No, listen. But when God was praying, akasho kuti nabantu bami uthi baba labantu laba la ungineke bona ngiba kuyisela ku. And I sanctify them as you sanctified me, and you gave him authority over them. Akasho kuti na bangabantu bami. No, uthi baba. Listen, then lo baba uma khuluma kwale video ukuthi ngiyani healer ngathi oh une right ayibeka kanje ngoba yena uye ayihila abantu unfake anaso sokuthi abantu abathandazela baphole uyakwazi ukuthi na abahlabe nenalithi or abayenze whatever abantu bazizwa bapholile besukume bahambe ngoba yena no baba lo uyahila kungaka ukuthi kuba kunikelela 30,000. Why couldn't it be 10,000? Why banginikelele 30,000? Why kuluma ngomama muhile eShabini no baba? Yena says the mission is with minister mfundi is to represent him. Number one, you are not God. Inkengathi mina ngirinyelanga khona la ngithi suku kingdom. The church is not the kingdom. The church is the edges ye kingdom. The minister is not God. The minister is not Yahusha HaMashiach. The minister, I can get the minister is just a simple strat. Ngelinye ilanga enkengaxoxa nge-strategy ngathi igama lithi-strategy liqala emkhumbini ngey'khathi zeyigcila bakhetha the good strategy abasibonayo ukuthi lesi lakongathi siyalalela uma sisithuma kodwa nazo siyisigcila bathi lesi la sizosibeka silusa amanye ama-strategy ezinye izigcila not because this person is not a slave anymore, but yena azothatha responsibility yamanye ama slave. Uma ngaba kuna accountability, uye azo accounta ngabanye ama slave. Sizowabuza la kwa Ray la, kodwa naye uyi slave naye. If there is a need for punishment, naye u Ray loyena uyi slave, kumele simpanishe ngoba uyi slave akusalayo. This is the fifth slave. He's still a slave. No one has a thing of but he's still a slave. So in machine, yeah, slave, let's also minister. It represents to talk about the honor yellow moon to learn up who am to me. You can take a malice zulum to the manga senum zulum song. Take a malice zulet litungum patiswa, um minister. Into e patiswa kusionia. But patiswa wes impino. Patiswa wes ogulungisa. Umphathiswa wamaphoyisa, umphathiswa wezamanzi. In other ways, in South Africa, ikhethe isikopa. Kungani ikhethe isikopa? So that from time to time, kube ne-accountability bambize bathi ndoda, lana uwenzeni. Angazi manje ichiphe isikopa kwakumkhule kwahlengwa nini kwaku ithemba godi khona le but angazi manje kwane government lela but kunesikopa. Isikopa is Christ himself. Lapho kumele siyo account ukuthi na ngimurepresente kahle na kwalaba bantu kwalaba bantu anithume kubo. angila phaya kuyokhuluma ngami ngiyela phayana okuyokhuluma ngaye noma ngithandazela abantu angithandazeli nami ngithandazela ngaye futhi noma ngaba umuntu uyaphola iglory ayizi kimi yiza kuye noma umuntu akapholi ishemi yakhona ayizi kimi mina ngenzile lokhu yena athenge kwenze mina ngifana nale ndoda izulayo la phakathi neziki noma sebawabulela ama-post office le ndoda yebhasikili yidlulayo iphethe amvilopho amvilopho lena isuka ePitori kwa-rail hold yize la angizokwazi ukuthi uma ngivula amvilopho ngizame ngilwa nale ndoda lela uma ngabe kukhona inhlamba ikhona urentuka ngayo kumele niqonde kuye uray andikwazi ukulwa nalo ngoba lo uthunyiwe andibethwe ukupresentim but now sabanenkinga of the people who are representing themselves kungakho noma sekukhulunywa the gospel they are not talking the gospel of the kingdom of Yahusha HaMashiach. They are talking about the beauty of their church, about iqathulu zabo ukuthi bazi bakhuluma ngempahla ngamasutu abo ukuthi bawathela kuphi awabuyi khona la Edgars la awabuyi khona lapha kwaNox abuya eDubai lapho kudula khona agibele eplane eza la
yeah said
so if mama unikela wazi ukuthi na ngiyadula
yeyi wena
uthi laphaya anke ngiyakwezekela chapter 13 umfundisi wami verse 3 this is what the sovereign was saying what sort of way for prophets who are following their own imagination and have seen nothing at all verse 4 put up people of Israel this prophet of yours are like jackals digging in the ruins. Mangawe jackalasi. Naba bani. Abahlukene nomuntu imbungulu yizele kuzonqela igazi labantu in the name of Jesus. Kodwa not in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus of their own. Loba manziyo omunye bamshiye eMozambique lo Jesus. Omunye bamthe na jere omunye bamthe kuphikuphi eMalawi ora kuphikuphi lapho bahamba khona bayohlangana nalowe Jesu lo lapho hayi uya busha hamachak the son of the living god god himself akusuhuye lord bangawo jakalazi verse 5
yeah
there are nothing to repair the bridge in the world around the nation. They have done nothing to repair. The only thing they are doing, ukuthi bagwalisa ikhwama zabo. But suke labo hlale esathi, aba the pressure that we are having, bafana namakhansela ukuthi uvotela hlala la emkhukhwini kwahulufu la. Asuka ayohlala esantini. Akazi ukuthi kwahulufu indlala ikhona ingakanani ukuthi kuna gesi or akuna manzi or ama-toilet ayalandwa or awalandwa akazi ngoba yena uyaflasha le esantini
yeah no I hear you
uzokhuluma njani indaba zala angahlali le angahlali khona la ahlala le so there's done nothing to repair the board of Christ then nation. That is why whatever the government brings, banga uma vumazonke. Makwenze mabhosi noma banjani? Yebo, yebo, yebo. Makwenze makuthathe inkonkoni, zikhonza. Yebo, yebo, mazimise pulpiti. You know, and bakhuluma kakhulu futhi. This dakalas. Policies. Umfundisi wazo, uverse 6, khona laphaya. Uthi, instance, they've told lies and made a false prediction They say this message is from the Lord, even though the Lord has never sent them. And here they expect him to fulfill their prophecy.
I hear you.
Founder from university with a PhD, yes, theology.
They win.
Congati le theology buye zulwini kwatinto uyithole khona la
emhlabeni.
Ha
ya ngiyakuzwa makama
ngiyakuzwa ntaha
ya ngikuzwile okay, send us your WhatsApp. Let's hear what you say. What is the mission of ministers today, and where are we off-ramping? Do we understand the duty of ministers in the church? You know, all forms, all formats, all sections of ministry. Do we understand what's the duty of ministers? Or have we gone a bit astray? Send us your WhatsApps, 082657-2729. Give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Welcome back, 657 AM. Let's hear what Pastor Green is saying. We are talking about the mission of ministers today. Are they missing out? Pastor Green.
Amen. 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 Praise the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Greetings, Pastor Ray. Greetings in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And greetings also to all the listeners. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless us all. May God be with us. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord once again for this opportunity that we have, that we can come together on this platform to share the word of God and to encourage and sharpen one another. What a great opportunity. Hallelujah. And we thank the Lord for our Pastor Ray. Hallelujah. For using Pastor Ray on such a mighty way that we can have the chance to share the word here. Hallelujah. What a great opportunity. We thank the Lord so much. Pastor Ray, what a great topic once again. Hallelujah. Oh, the mission of the ministers. Hallelujah. This is a great topic, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah.
Glory to the Father.
Because this was exactly from Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to the Father.
This can come straight from Jesus, straight from the throne of God. Hallelujah.
Yahuwah be the throne.
You know, Jesus have sent us all on a mission. Jesus have given us all a task to do in this world. And I believe every minister, every servant of God have a mission. Every servant of God is on a mission. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty name of Jesus. Pastor Ray, I want to just read three verses here in the Bible. And then I'm going to share about it a little bit according to how the Lord lead me. Hallelujah. I want to read from Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. I'm going to read from 18 to 20. This is very, very well known, Pastor Ray, but I know this is what Jesus, the great commission that Jesus gave us. Hallelujah. Just listen to this, Pastor Ray. Verse 18 say, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Verse 19, he said, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Verse 20, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Hallelujah. This was Jesus himself, Pastor Ray, speaking here. Praise the name of the Lord. First of all, he give us an assurance that all the authority has been given to him in heaven and on earth. In other words, Jesus give us the assurance that when he sent us out, he have the authority, he have the power to do that. Hallelujah. So Jesus said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. And then he go further in verse 19. He said, go therefore into the whole world, hallelujah, and make disciples of all nations. Praise the name of the Lord. When Jesus sent the apostles, he gave them a mission, Pastor Ray. He sent them on the way. He sent them to go and do something. He said, go into the world. Now, the only thing that I'm a little bit concerned about here is, Pastor Ray, you know, Jesus say, go into the world and make disciples. Sometimes the ministers in the time that we live, you find now they are not going into the world anymore to make disciples. Now they are going into churches. It's like people sitting next to the deep freezer to catch fish. You know, it sounds a little bit otherwise, Pastor Ray, because nowadays, it's very rare you hear pastors are going into the world to make disciples of all nations. And then he also say baptize them. How very rare do we hear about baptism in the time that we live? It's very rare that you hear people are getting baptized. Hallelujah. Instead of baptizing people, you find now we are busy telling people about businesses. We're telling people about money. Pastor Ray, it's not wrong, but what I'm saying is the most important thing is the mission that Jesus gave us. He said, go and make disciples. That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
People must be born again. People must be delivered. People must be free. People must be free from this world. Hallelujah. That's why even in verse 20, he said, teach them. Hallelujah. That is part of our mission. It's part of what Jesus has commanded us to do. He said, teach them to observe everything that I commanded you. In other words, the things that Jesus taught the disciples, they must go now and teach the people everything that Jesus has taught them.
Mm.
And even for us today in the time that we live, Pastor Ray, that is very, very important. That we cannot teach people other things that is not in line with the Word of God.
Yeah.
We cannot teach people things that is not from the Holy Spirit, that is not from God. Hallelujah. Mm. We have to teach them in line with the Word of God. Jesus said, teach them to observe everything that I've commanded you. We have to teach them everything that Jesus has taught us. And you know the other thing, Pastor Ray, we don't have to be scared to go into the world and make disciples.
Mm.
Because yeah, when you read in verse 20, the last part there,
yeah,
Jesus say, and lo, I am with you. Hallelujah.
Mm.
In other words, Jesus say, I'm not leaving you.
Alone.
When you go to make disciples, when I put you on this mission, I'm going with you.
Yes.
I'm not going to leave you alone.
Mm.
I'm going with you. Hallelujah. I will not leave you so that you don't know what to do. So no minister, no man of God should be having a problem to go on a mission and do what God called them to do.
Yeah.
The only thing is that we must stick to the Word of God. We must stick to the principles that is in the Bible.
Mm.
We must stick to what God...
All right. I seem to be losing you a bit there.
We must stick to what God have commanded us to do.
Mm.
Jesus say, teach them to observe everything I've commanded you.
Yeah.
Now, this is very important. Even us as ministers, Pastor Ray, the most important person also in our life is to have the Holy Spirit in the days that we live.
Mm.
You cannot go on a mission without the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Although Jesus said, I'll be with you. But you cannot go on a mission without the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit. You need the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You need that anointing, hallelujah, when you are on the mission. So when you speak to people, there can be a convicting power. There can be something, hallelujah, then we don't have to use illustrations that is not in line with the word of God.
Yeah.
We don't have to make examples of things that does not exist. This is for now, Pastor Ray, what I want to say. We will go further later, hallelujah. Let the other people also get chance to say something. Praise the name of the Lord, hallelujah.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Pastor Green. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you make of this, man. And the very notion of the mission of ministers, are we getting it right or are we getting off trail? Are we still doing this according to Scripture, according to the Word? Or have we gone on to invent our own ways and formulas and have done this? Are we doing it correctly or in error? Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. And you can give a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. You can talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
There you go. Jason Tikan has sent a WhatsApp. Thank you so much. There it says, greetings, Brother Ray and your guests. Glory be to God. Got topic once again. I think the biggest mistake that has happened in churches today is that teachers, missions, and preachers, and the undiluted word of God have been replaced by motivational speakers. Once someone is eloquent in speech and has a diploma or educated, then they qualify to be a pastor. Hence, even the preaching is about breaking a certain word and give meaning on all the alphabets. And the topics are about living large. The more you give, the more you stand a chance of becoming like them and be blessed. That's the reason no sermon about sin or repentance is relevant to them and their followers. They have their own way of doing things. The name of Jesus is mentioned but not applied. The word is sugar-coated and twisted. It's the founder's word that matters since he built the auditorium. It's his church and his way. Shalom Baruti. Yo. Yeah. Hey.
Yeah,
my founders, Abuya. Afunani. I'm a founder. Afunani. Because I'm trying to check in scripture, man. There's nowhere where you see founders, owners of churches. No, there's nowhere. There's nowhere. There's nowhere. And I continuously say, hey, to the Father above be all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. We exalt his holy name. We praise him. There's none like him. I am a founder. Laweswa bonayo lawa. Hey, man. Send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Now,
The Father, if we are not careful to fulfill the mission that the Father wants us to fulfill. Look, we have a call to teach. Listen to this. Matthew 28:20. Teaching them to observe all the things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2 says, a bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, and able to teach. All right. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11. Those things command and teach. You're supposed to go and command the things of the Father and teach them. And then 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 2. And those who have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather serve them because those who are benefited are believers and beloved. Teach and exhort these things. We are supposed to teach and exhort. Right. 2 Timothy 2:25. In humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if Yahuwah perhaps will grant them repentance so that they may know the truth. We are supposed to also correct error lovingly so. But it looks like error is the golden ticket of keeping the denominations alive. Yeah? Yeah, it's so true. Yeah, Fundis, what comes to mind? These duties, we are leaving them behind. This is sad, Muruti.
Mfundisi wami, mina ngixaxa igama lithi founder.
Hey.
Because according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, lithi we are built. And lithi already built. No, we are built upon the foundation of the apostle and the prophet.
Mm.
Then igama lithi founder. Angilazi. Ngoba our founder laba la yiwe ugcinene bagcina babe namagama yamasonto like abo wesileyani abo wesibi la ama founder laba la yiwe wagama bagcina bagcina baba isonto libizwa ngaye abo Saint John abo Saint Fatima abo Saint bani and Petrus labo nami mfuna ukufaka Saint Makamu. Ngoba I believe ukuthi kuse fashionini. We understand mfundisi wami. And lama founder lawo ekugcinena gcina esikhatini sininga angwatshelwa phakathi kwesonto. Lama founder lawo. And to see ukuthi Christ is the foundation of the church. Uthi upon this rock I will build my church. Upon this rock I will build my church. Upon you, Peter, you will be a foundation. No, Peter was not a foundation. Christ is the foundation of the church. Then, we are built upon the foundation. And that foundation is Christ himself. The cornerstone of the church is Christ himself. The stone that has been rejected by the builders. Mina sengixaxwa yela ma founder lawa.
Hey wena.
Na sino yena.
Iba ma cornerstone manje wena makami, iba ma chief cornerstone.
Baba.
That is where we are losing out on the mission because we have taken the work of the Father and we've made it our own business, our own gold mines. Our own sanctuaries and our own firms and companies, NPOs and NGOs.
Uthola ani manje abe SABC 2 maba khipha isitori saka ntate sawa sawa.
Hey madoda.
Hey, kikaraka yakho ya weke ke ntate waka ntate Simon sawa sawa.
Hey madoda.
So akuna muntu azofika akhulume la.
Yeah.
Wonke umuntu kumenza ngani ngoba ibandla lela la founder yakhona kindate sawa sawani
seka uNkulunkulu manje
uNkulunkulu manje ukasolana uma ufike eKatlongo uthola ukuthi kuna ma breast band akhoza abantu le badunisile kuyaphetwa kuyaphalaza ekuseni Hey,
my daughter. Hey.
Ubasola no mo pika omo pika emal boro leti ni lemfundiswan. Kutala kutu mfundisi. Uza service kota ama metropolis. Uhamba ngibhago enye angeke uyithenge nokuyithenga.
Aphethe ezinye iy'bhamu zonyaka.
Ha! Uthi laphana imishini umfundisi. Nansi la. KuMatthew chapter 10.
Yes.
Uverse 7. Uthi lapha, go and announce to them that the kingdom of heaven is near. Go. You don't go and announce yourself. You are not there to represent yourself. Go and announce that the kingdom of heaven is near.
Yes.
Awuyeni ukuyotshela abantu ukuthi hey nizoba nempahla enhle, nizoba namasimu, nizoba zonke lezinto. If people can grasp the concept of kingdom, then all these things shall be added.
Absolutely.
Kuqala awufuni mfundisi uma ungena kwi-kingdom nifana nendlela mina ngize ngayo eMzantsi Afrika. Uma ngiziMzantsi Afrika mfundisi kwafika indoda nisebenza senina 3 years ngisebenza yafika indoda nobaba lo ngiyamkhumbula very vividly in my mind.
Yeah.
Wafika wathina le msebenzi wenzayo kenza amasofa ndoda within 6 months ungathenga i-corona. Ngasuka ngathi akunandaba ukuthi ibhunu bathi liyakhahlela liyenzana akusalayo. Uma ngingangena i-corona ngizohamba ngayo. Ngoba anandaba ukuthi ma nginipasa or anginapasa uma ngingangena nje. Then what God wants us to do, God wants us to seek the kingdom. Uma ngingangena kwa the kingdom. Ukuthi udlani, ugqokani, ulala kuphi, ukuthi uhamba ngani. Uma ungangena, yile nto kumele sibatshele yona abantu. Ukuthi uma ungangena, uthi go announce to them that the kingdom is here.
Yeah.
When you receive this kingdom,
the WhatsApp number is 0826572729 and the line, the direct line, you can call us also directly there, and the number is 012-334-1322. That's 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. And what is the mission of ministers? According to you, what have you learned is the mission of ministers? And we all are ministers. What's our mission? The word is saying quite a lot. And are we still on par with what the word is saying the missions of ministers should be? Or have we gone to actually develop our own kinds of missions to such an extent that we're deviated from that which is the missions of the Most High? Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on the matter.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.